Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I was just dancing to the music right before. Yes, get it. Welcome. I'm your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. And I have a few questions for you before we begin today's episode. Are you afraid that emotions will hit you like a big wave? And what if you knew how to handle emotions? How would life be different? I'm sure this is not a surprise to you that life sometimes will feel so good and then it feels so darn horrible. And it's like this dance between the one side and the other side and the ups and downs and the waves and the horrible tornadoes. It feels like life just comes at us and to us and just feels like we are not fully in control. Does that ring a bell? Do you feel like that resonates with you? Well, in today's episode of the Be Happy Now show, you will learn all about my awareness wheel so that you can live through the polarities of life without feeling like you're being really tossed around. I'm going to reveal my main emotions healing practices, okay, that so that they can help you not be afraid that emotions come at you and knock you out. Okay, even if emotions are mostly meant to be riverbeds, super flowy, well, sometimes they are actually waves. When they are, quote unquote, bigger, when you learn the awareness wheel and you get to hone into it and make it your lifestyle, make it a practice you go to regularly, then you just have the knowledge to surf the waves because you then learn how to float with the emotions as a routine. Doesn't that sound pretty cool? If it's the first time that we meet, I'm so glad that you found your way here. Let us know how you found the Be Happy Now show. And if you are somewhere, you can leave a review for the show. Well, at the end of this show, I would really appreciate your feedback. And I'm really open to receiving requests for the show. So if you want to join the Be Happy Now crew, go to thebehappynowshow.com so that you can help me bring you content and wisdom and teaching bits so that you can flex your soul connection muscle and be your own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I mostly work with passionate people who know deep down inside that they're here to lead, to guide. And there's just something inside of them that makes them afraid that they will compromise other people. So does it feel like that's you? You know inside you're here to help, you're here to serve, you're here to live out your passion. But you also know that you have family and friends and your support system and your job, and you still want to be able to be there for these people. You don't want to jeopardize the relationships you've built. So maybe it feels a little daunting to fully say yes to yourself. Well, I support people like you using my tune-in method through my one-on-one and group coaching offers. So if you want to know more about soul connection coaching and the offers and services that I have, then please visit my website, ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com. Let's get to today's topic. Now, when we look at, you know, why did I even think about having this show about the polarities of life? It's because it's often something that we don't talk about. The Be Happy Now show is about being happy now. But if you, to be really candid, I'm not always happy now. That's just life. I'm human. I'm not always happy now. And that's okay. That is what this show is about. Navigating the polarities of life so that you can find your way to happiness in the present moment should you choose to access it. Because sometimes we think that happiness is this thing that we need to get to. We need to reach our goals and make more money and have this time off and reach the specific step. Oh, I can only do that when, or, oh, I can't really do that now because. We limit ourselves thinking we can't access who we're meant to be and how we want to feel and what we get to desire in the right now. And often what that creates is anxiety and depression and fear and anger. And those very strong emotions, what they create is that they pretty much keep us on the edge of our toes, right? Or at the edge of the chair. And it's like, you know, that energy when you're waiting for the shoe to drop, like, oh, but is this sustainable? If you've not read The Big Leap, the book by Gay Hendricks, it talks about that, the upper limit problem, that when we are happy for too long, it's like our subconscious is like, nope, that's not good for you to be happy for too long. So we're going to just give you some more pain and give you some more obstacles. That's not what I want to talk about today, but mainly I want to help you feel in control of your life, even when you think that you can't or that you are not in control. I'm not talking about here controlling the lottery or controlling other people's schedules or controlling how other people will respond to you or how other people will interact with you and what they will do. No. When we learn the awareness wheel and we learn to be in full connection with who we are, we get to navigate through the ups and downs of life by being in full alignment with ourselves. And that means being in full connection with our body, with our mind, and with our emotions. So let's talk about the awareness wheel, shall we? Jacob, if you could pull it up, that would be great for those watching the live video or the recorded video that you can find on YouTube. Then what is really important is that you make this mean what you want it to mean, okay? I'm going to explain it for those of you listening. The awareness circle is, imagine a circle with arrows going one way, okay? So you have arrows just pointing in the direction that you want the circle to turn, that you want the circle to turn in that direction. Yep. I hope you understand what I mean. And there are three main points on the awareness wheel. The first part of the awareness wheel is body. Okay, yep, be aware of the body. Well, I have a headache today, or oh, my knee hurts, or oh, my lower back hurts. I can't really run. It feels... Yes, that's what I mean. And beyond. For example, when you do feel lower back pain, or when you feel upper back pain or headaches or whatever your body is telling you, there are signs. There are messages, rather, and signs. The body is one of the biggest messengers that we so often push aside because we don't treat it the same way we would treat our best friend. And although, you know what? Your body is your home. Your body is your only home. It is, she is, he is, they are, however, whatever pronouns you want to use. I like to refer to my body as she. When she tells me, when she gives me a message through rashes, for example, oh, I remember that I get to remember to trust myself, to go slow, to be kind to myself. When I have a headache, I remember to notice, ooh, have I been self-critical? Have I been putting so much pressure on myself? The body is your messenger should you choose to listen to it. So in the awareness wheel, the first part is to be aware of the body so that when you are tuned into what your body is saying, you can better handle the polarities of life. And why there's an arrow on any direction of the circle, anywhere on the circle, it's also, or on the wheel, it's because you get to enter the awareness wheel at any of the three points. So I first talked about the body. The other part, put it anywhere you want in your mind on the circle, is the mind, the thoughts, the inner mean chatter that tells us we're not good enough because we didn't do this right, or no, this is the right way, you should listen to this, or no, you shouldn't have done it this way. Really, you're going to be judged. People are going to push you aside. You're not really going to be loved if you do that. Does that sound like that voice inside your head sometimes? I know it does for me, okay? When we notice what the mind is saying, we get to powerfully choose if we want to believe that. We get to powerfully choose if we want to believe that. Okay. Today I was with someone who shared that her inner critic is saying that she's not deep enough. She's not soulful enough in her responses. Basically, that she lets the ego answer for her in front of her intuition, and she was judging that. And yet what I witnessed of her is that as soon as she tuned into her body, as soon as she closed the eyes and arrived in the present moment, the inner critic was no longer there. She was no longer leading from the head. And she was from that moment answering my questions from a heart place. That is what the awareness wheel helps you to do, to arrive in the body, so, and in the mind. You get to enter at any point. So if the first indication that you're thrown off guard, that it feels like there's a tornado, that it feels like you've been hit like a big wave, you get to see, okay, am I going into the awareness wheel here to find my balance again, to feel like, okay, I can navigate the polarities of life? Is it I'm getting the information from my body first? Or is it I get the information from the inner critic that I'm noticing? Or here's the third part of the awareness wheel, emotions. Emotions. Emotions are one of the best tools to help us navigate through life because emotions are energy in motion. Emotions are energy in motion. You must have heard that before. And I'm inviting you to notice it like when you take a shower, the water drips from the top down, right? It'll drip on your body, on your hair, on your skin. It's kind of like it goes around you, on you, but around you. Unless you tilt your head back and open the mouth and let the water come into your system, it just stays outside. Are you following me? Well, when we talk about emotions, it's not on the surface like the water in the shower. The emotions is like a light, transparent energy that flows through you like wind, if wind could come through your body. That is how emotions show up in the body. So you could feel a wave of sadness or a wave of anger, even though there might be deeper emotions that are there. The idea is to notice that whatever you're feeling, it's just kind of this wind, this light aura, if you want to see it that way, that is coming through you. And your physical body is only the channel for this energy in motion. When we choose to be with the emotion in the moment when we feel it, it shifts, it moves to different places. And in today's episode, I'm going to share some of my favorite practices with you so that you can also try them. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, you can handle emotions and so that life can be different for you. Because when we allow the emotions to come through us, we don't react and respond to life from this emotionally charged energy. And instead, we respond, we act from a place of distance with the emotion. So it's a little bit like that closing the eyes example that I was sharing before of, ooh, now I'm tuning into the heart. I'm dialing down the inner critic. I'm allowing my heart and my intuition to speak. So in that moment, I'm more connected to my soul self. I'm more connected to why I'm here. I'm more connected to my soul essence and to my truth. Okay. So let me recap that the awareness wheel has three different parts to it. And you get to enter the awareness wheel to find more balance and be able to navigate the polarities of life being so good or so horrible by coming into the awareness circle at any point in time and at any point that you get the first indication from. So for example, so we had body, mind, and emotions. If the first thing you feel that makes you feel out of balance would be, yeah, I feel out of balance. Let's say that's what it is. okay, well, is that the real emotion? Is there a real emotion there? Oh, I feel pushed aside. Okay, great. Let's be with that emotion. How does it feel in the body? Okay, so we started with the emotion. Then we went, oh, how does it feel in the body? Does it, oh, it kind of feels like at my heart, there's a pressure at the chest. I feel like I'm compressed. There's a contractive energy around the heart and around the chest. Okay, great. So we went emotions first, pushed aside. Then, ooh, how does it feel in the body? Great. In order to allow it to shift, like I was mentioning, it's in motion. It gets to go through your body and out. Well, you get to be with that. This is where I'm going to share a practice with you before we go to the thought place, which is the third part in this example of honing into the awareness wheel. When you've noticed that the emotion is somewhere in the body, this is what I love to do. Step one, focus on your out breath. Focus on your exhale. Really imagine that you're sitting at the edge of your nose. Yeah, sitting at the edge of the nose, like kind of just looking, witnessing at the oxygen coming in and the oxygen coming out. And the reason I'm suggesting that you focus on the exhale, not only is that what I do and it works for me, you get to try it for you. The exhale is this relaxed kind of leaning back energy, letting go, right? Releasing toxins, releasing carbon dioxide. So it acts in alignment with the parasympathetic side of the nervous system of the brain. It allows for a rest and digest energy. And when we want the emotion to flow through our body, we want to not activate the mind too much, right? We don't want to activate a go, go, go. This needs to move fast. I need to heal right now energy. And rather just, I trust, you know, I trust that this is okay. Which brings us to that third part of the awareness wheel, which is the thoughts, the mind, the inner critic, the inner voice, the inner mean voice, yeah? When, with the example I'm giving right now, is that if the emotion is of, okay, yep, I feel like I'm being pushed aside, ooh, I'm feeling out of balance, pushed aside, great, step one of the awareness circle, then step two of the awareness circle, because it started with the emotions, I feel it in my chest, I feel it a contractive energy, I feel it like it's pressing on my heart, great, then we get to be with that, we are focusing on the exhale, so that we calm our mind and are able to just let the emotion flow through us, the sensation will shift in the body, which brings us to the thoughts. Sometimes when we allow ourselves to be with the emotion in the moment, what happens is that the inner critic sees an opportunity to speak. Sometimes it can be blame. Oh, that person is so bad because they didn't include me, for example. Or, oh my gosh, I'm such a loser because I didn't do something right, which made me feel pushed aside. I should have done it differently. This thought can trigger an even another sensation in the body. So my invitation to you is to listen, tune in. That is the basic foundation of the tune-in method that I created. When you get to tune in to what your body is telling you, what the emotion is, where is it coming into the body, and what kinds of thoughts is either, what kind of thoughts are being entertained by the pain in the body? Or what kind of thoughts are being entertained by the emotion? And it could go anywhere, right? It can be, ooh, what kind of emotions are entertained by the thoughts? Or it could be, what kind of emotions are entertained by the sensation in my body? So by now, I'm sure you understand what I mean when I say that the awareness wheel is body, mind, emotions, so that when life feels like it's taking you out of balance, when it feels like there's a tornado whipping you up and out of your balance, and off track, you get to come and into the awareness wheel at any point, body, mind, or emotions that you get right now in the moment in terms of information, because it's not always going to be one certain way. It's not always going to be your body that speaks to you first. You get to just look at those three points in the wheel to tune into you. And what that will help you to do is create a stable, nurturing foundation for your well-being. When you get to hone in to tuning in and being aware of your body and what it tells you, of your mind and of your emotions, that is what creates, it sets you up for success for the long term, because you can be sitting in the waiting room for a massage, or you could be in line at the grocery store in traffic and be able to go through the body, mind, and emotions awareness wheel. It is something you get to take with you, and not something that takes you even more time to do. Yeah, we're not adding anything on your to-do list. By the way, you're listening to the Be Happy Now show, and I'm your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. And if you want to practice the awareness wheel with me, I'm actually hosting a self-care challenge that is called Slow Down and De-Stress. And it's meant for passionate leaders and guides who want to reboot their morning routine, boost their energy, and really be able to nurture themselves, connect with their higher self, without adding to the to-do list. So if you're like, oh yeah, I want to do that, it's free. Yes. And it's happening in the last week of April, 2022. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/live challenge. Okay. ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/live challenge. And on that page, you'll have all the information. And actually, even if you listen to this after April 2022, you get to still go on the link and see if there's one coming soon for you. Okay. I'm so glad that we get to chat about this. I do want to share with you what I do to other practices that I do for emotions to be more like riverbeds instead of like waves. So what you just learned can be called surfing. One of my energy healer, coach, teacher, Susan C. Batson, has supported me in surfing emotions, allowing me to be with the emotions that, in all honesty, often comes from a deep fear that we have. And when we are afraid of being unsafe, when we're afraid of being taken out of balance, when we are afraid that we will not be loved, that those can be triggers as well. Because when someone pushes you aside and it feels like, oh my gosh, I feel so depleted, or I feel unimportant, it's because there's a fear hidden behind there. And I love to do that work with my client, to sit with that, be with that, in connection with that, and allow for the higher self to speak and let us know what's really there and how can we move forward so that life doesn't feel so horrible when it's horrible, and life doesn't feel so good that you never want to leave that, so you're afraid to live in the transitory times of life, right? As promised, one of the things I love to do with emotions is exactly what I shared with you, to focus on the exhale. Especially, I'm going to add this, I love to talk to my emotion, or talk to the part of me that's being critical, or talk to the part of me that's in pain. And I see it as something as external to me. And these are the four short sentences I say. I hear you. I see you. I'm holding you. And I love you. And sometimes, actually every time, it helps me relax. It helps me feel confident. It helps me feel like, yes, I know this is going to shift. And sometimes it also feels like, no, these words don't fully connect. It feels like I'm lying to myself. So I'm going to add a little twist. I'm going to say, I'm trying to see you. You're really annoying right now. You're coming knocking on my door. I don't want to open the door, but I really do want to see you. And I'm going to try to open the door, and I'm going to try to love you. I'm working on loving you. Really have a conversation with it. It's you acknowledging it. It's you being in the present moment with your experience of life right now, instead of focusing on what on where you're going or focusing on hiding the emotion and just moving forward, because that activates the part of you that only wants to do, show. And that part of you is afraid to die. So that's why this work can be a little bit challenging, and why coaches like me get to support you and remind you to come back to the heart, come back to the intuition, come back to your soul essence. Because it is in the present moment that you get to nurture the wholeness of who you are. It is in the present moment in the awareness wheel that you get to love your body even more. It is in the present moment and in the awareness wheel that you get to honor all parts of who you are, the part of you that's in pain, the part of you that's judgmental, the part of you that's scared, the part of you that feels so deeply. When you choose the awareness wheel, it's like a big hug that you give yourself. It's an act of love towards yourself. So now, the same question I asked at the beginning, what if you knew how to handle emotions? How would life be different if you were to apply and practice the awareness wheel in your life? I'd love to know. Reach out to me. Come on in my free Facebook group, You Have It In You. And I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you again next time. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at claudiasamcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.